The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Abraham Donko
and Naja Gleago.
In the headlines, foundation stone for construction of Atameu's Memorial Library to be laid today as Adventist holds special memorial service for late President Mills to mark his first anniversary. Japanese private sector lauds Ghana as favorable business environment for investment. Police administration assures public of measures to weed out bad nuts from the service. Rival supporters and opponents of ousted Egyptian President Morsi in running battles in Cairo. Pope decries level of selfishness and corruption in political institutions worldwide. And North Korea marks 60th anniversary of armistice on peninsula with huge military parade. But first, the summer with Naja Gleago.
As part of the week-long activities marking the first anniversary of the passing of former President Atta Mills, the foundation stone for the construction of a memorial library will be laid today in Kekus. The Seventh-day Adventist Church will also hold special services for his soul. The Japanese private sector has praised Ghana's business environment, describing it as favorable. This was made known by the Japanese business mission to Ghana when they called on President Mahama at Flagstaff House in Accra. Managing Director of Mitsubishi Corporation International, Haruki Hayashi, said Japanese feel safe to do business in Ghana. The police administration has vowed to weed out bad nuts within its ranks to maintain its integrity. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director General of the Service in Charge of Administration, COP Rose Bio Atenga, said the public's confidence in the service is gradually eroding, and North Korea has marked the 60th anniversary of the armistice that ended the Korean War with a huge parade in the capital Pyongyang. The 1950s Korean War ended in a truce, although the North and South remained technically at war.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news now in detail. The foundation stone for the construction of an Atta Mills Memorial Library will be laid today. This forms part of activities to commemorate the first anniversary of the passing on of the former president. The library, which will be affiliated to the University of Cape Coast, will serve as a research base for the academia. As part of activities, the Seventh-day Adventist Church will hold a special service for the soul of the late president. This will be the last but one activity to complete the week-long activities.
The National Chief Imam, Sheikh Osman Nuhu Shaributu, has offered prayers for late President Mills, the government and the nation at large. He described the late president as a man of many parts who identified himself with the Muslim community. He said his compassion for peace and development will forever be remembered. The prayers form part of activities marking the first anniversary of the passing on of President Mills. Yaftia Kwamwa has more.
The National Chief Imam, Sheikh Osman Nuhu Shaributu, who spoke through an interpreter, said late President Mills exhibited a sense of humility, tolerance, and love for everybody, irrespective of age. He said his patience, endurance, and care for humanity is a legacy other leaders and the youth should emulate. The National Chief Imam, apart from praying for the late President Mills, also prayed for the current leadership for God's guidance and wisdom to enable them to continue from where he left off.
In the anniversary of the late president, there's the need for us to pray for his departure. He prayed that all what he has started, all good things that he has initiated, may the Almighty Allah give us the chance to complete it. I also prayed for the nation, for us to be united, and then for the peace that we are enjoying.
The Minister of Trade and Industry, Haruna Idrisu, said the late president, though a Christian, did not discriminate against any religion. According to him, the president had always requested for Muslim prayers for the execution of his vision. He said his dedication to duty, time management, and tolerance for divergent views is food for thought for the youth.
Under your president, all the politicians of our country should go. Christian or religious question, that every religion, we must respect its other spirits and uphold the constitutional provision for every person to freely practice the religion that he believes in.
You heard the Minister for Trade and Industry, Haruna Idrisu, ending that report by Yahya Kwamwa.
Prior to the state funeral for late President Professor Atta Mills, a period of national mourning and lowering of the national flag was declared. All public buildings were draped in red and black, as well as the national flag to symbolize the state of national mourning. The outpouring of grief was overwhelming. They thronged to the premises of the State House where the late president's body was laid for public viewing. Rebecca Ekpet takes us back to the mood and sounds of the State House a year ago when she joined the media team to pay the last respect to President Mills.
What I saw when I got to the grounds of the State House was like a sea of black and red colors. It was as if the whole of Ghana had descended on the forecourt of the State House to bid Professor Mills farewell. After filing past his body, I thought Professor Mills looked peaceful. But what did my other media colleagues think? First, I felt money.
It's just reinforces one fact that there is a tragedy of staggering magnitude. Because look at the outpouring of grief and the teeming crowd. Some came here as early as this day, but we even understand that some had to pass the night here, chat such a glimpse of our late president. So this reinforces the fact that we are united in mourning.
Frank, what is the chance to foul past the body of the late president? What went through your mind?
It was a moving and sad spectacle. Especially on his way home, we will see no more. It's sad that the president who has worked almost 3.5 years into another election suddenly has been called to our ancestors. It's sad. But my consolation is in the fact that all Ghana is together in mourning our late president. That is a good sign. If we can carry that into the coming election and even beyond, I think that good things ahead of this country.
Some members of the Inki fraternity did not have a chance for a final glance at the late president.
Mr. Sashanti, did you have a chance to file past the body of the late president?
I'm yet to.
But the media went earlier. How come you haven't had a chance to?
Not all the media.
I also chanced upon the Metropolitan Archbishop of Accra, the Most Reverend Charles Palmer Bako, after he paid last respects to Professor Mills.
What we believe in is that he's done his bit, and we are praying to God to grant him a place in the bosom of Abraham, that he may be at peace, you know, with himself. And our prayer is that he will intercede for us, and that we will walk in his footsteps of humility, being God-fearing, being, you know, a man who sacrificed himself for the good of the country.
What was going through your mind at the time when you saw him?
Oh, I would say that since he died, a lot of things have been going through my mind, not when I saw his body.
Which is?
Praying for his wife especially, that God will grant her, you know, strength and faith to be able to go through this period of stress, pain, and for his family, that God will wipe away their tears, and for the country Ghana, that God will grant us from this man's death to learn what to do for the unity and the peace of our country.
You heard the Metropolitan Archbishop of Accra, Most Reverend Bishop Palmer Bako, ending that report by Rebecca Ekpe.
An hour away from the first anniversary of late President Mills, the Japanese private sector has lauded Ghana's favorable business environment and expressed the desire to partner government in a number of projects. This came to light when the Japanese business mission to Ghana called on President Mahama at Flagstaff House in Accra. Since Ghana hosted the Tokyo International Conference on Africa's Development TICAD in 2008, the mission has not been to Ghana. As part of its three-day visit to Ghana, the Japanese business mission has met with high-level government officials to discuss economic policies and potential partnerships. The managing director of Mitsubishi Corporation International, Haruki Hayashi, said Japan feels safe to do business in Ghana and has no doubts about that. President Mahama stated Ghana's position as a lower middle-income country, transiting into a full middle-income status. He said this calls for investments drive across all sectors. President Mahama wooed the Japanese businessmen to look at partnering governments in energy, railways and port expansion.
There are various areas we are looking at, energy and power, that is to expand energy generation through the use of independent power producers to generate energy and feed it into the national grid. The good thing about Ghana is we have a comparative advantage for power, one because of the hydro systems that we have and the large number of, you know, streams and rivers that are good for hydropower production. Then Ghana has a good potential for thermal power production because of the discovery of gas offshore. And Jubilee currently is the field that is reviewing permission for the development of the Mex field, which is the 10 field, which is going to add additional gas. And there's a much bigger field, which contains more gas than Jubilee and 10 field combined, which is the EMI field. And they're submitting their plan of development for approval so that that project can also take off. We expect that the two others should come on stream by 2016. And so this is about a time to start, you know, putting in place any designs to invest in the energy sector using gas. So that's one area that we can look at. There's also renewable energy, electricity, using biomass or wind energy. We are doing the wind mapping of Ghana to see the most windy corridors. And we're looking to put in some renewable energy infrastructure there, especially for wind. And by 2016, we envisage that we should be at 5,000 megawatts. And so 10% of 5,000 megawatts, it's about 500 megawatts, must come from renewable sources. And so there's a place for solar because Ghana has quite a lot of sunshine. Other projects include expansion of the port in order to improve the turnaround of the ships that come to our two ports in Accra and Kema. Also rehabilitation of the railway lines under PPP. We're looking for a concessionaire who joined government to rehabilitate the railway lines and manage and operate the lines over a certain number of years to pay off their investments. And so that's also an area we are looking at.
President John Mahama said he's looking forward to the resumption of the yen facility and the arrival of the appraisal team from Japan next month to look at the rehabilitation of the Adome Bridge.
Still at the seat of government, President John Mahama has sworn in a new deputy governor for the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Abdul Nasir Sahaku, as well as a 12-member board of the bank, chaired by the governor, Dr. Henry Kofi Wampa, at the Flagstaff House. They took the oath of office, allegiance and secrecy. Before his appointment as the deputy governor, Dr. Abdul Sahaku worked with the World Bank, the Africa Development Bank, and as chief executive of the Export Development and Investment Fund, EDIF. President Mahama stated that the government respects the autonomy of the central bank and expects it to deliver on its agenda. He also commended the cooperation between the bank and the Ministry of Finance towards stabilizing the macroeconomic environment.
I'm very happy that we have put the board in place, and I think that it opens the way for us to do the job that we've been mandated to do. I urge you as the board to work with the governor to be able to make sure that we stabilize the macro, as the vice president said, to bring interest rates down and bring inflation rate down so that we continue to have a conducive environment for business to flourish and for the economy to grow. And I know that you are quite capable people and will continue to follow what's going on.
Vice President Pakwisi Misaatha, who witnessed the swearing-in, shared some few thoughts with the board and the newly sworn-in deputy governor.
He has great responsibility to support the governor and to manage the economy in a way that is sustainable. So I wish you luck. There are very good staff in the bank. Use them. Of the three governors, you are the only one who has not worked in the bank before. In that bank, people stay a long time. Everybody you meet has stayed 30 years, 35 years sometimes in the bank. They have nowhere to go because the best place to work in this economy. So they will be set in their ways. Ask somebody coming from outside, you should ask them questions. You challenge them to think outside of what they normally do. Because, as I say, over the many years, in that single structure, they've all stayed there, they become friends, they know what they think, and they act together. But an external person going there forces them to think through some of the things they've done, some of the assumptions that they've made, and so on.
You heard Vice President Pakwisi Misaatha. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Foundation stone for construction of Atta Mills Memorial Library to be laid today as Adventist holds special memorial service for late President Mills to mark his first anniversary. Japanese private sector lauds Ghana as favorable business environment for investment. Police administration assures public of measures to weed out bad nuts from the service. Rival supporters and opponents of ousted Egyptian President Morsi in running battles in Cairo. Pope decries level of selfishness and corruption in political institutions nationwide. And North Korea marks its 60th anniversary of armistice on peninsula with a huge military parade. We are back shortly.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. A Minister of State at the Presidency in charge of financial and allied institutions, Fifi Kweti, says the oversubscription of the country's Eurobond is a clear indication of confidence investors have in the country's economy. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News last night, Mr. Kweti said government is committed to ensuring that the money benefits all Ghanaians.
Very few countries, okay, in sub-Saharan Africa are able to go to the international financial market and raise the quantum of money Ghana has just privileged to have been able to raise. The last time we went out of seven, in 2007, we were able to raise $750 million. And at the time, the coupon rate, as you just rightly stated, was higher. That was like 6.5. And so the fact that we actually raising not just even higher than that, they actually relatively the coupon rate lower than what it was, should show clearly that there is even much greater confidence in our economy now than we had. So that must be very wonderful for the people of Ghana.
But then when you say that the coupon rate will be paid semi-annually, well, what does it mean?
It simply means that, you know, ordinarily, if you borrow money, let's say, from the bank, you are expected to pay interest rate on the money you borrow. And this interest rate is computed on, let's say, on a yearly basis. So let's say, for example, the bank is expect that, for example, after 1 year, you'll pay your principal plus a certain level of it. Now, because this one, the final principal payment is supposed to come at the end of the month, but we are supposed to honor the interest twice. So, for instance, if let's say we are supposed to pay every year, let's just assume every year we are supposed to give us $10 million.
Fifi Kweti is the Minister of State at the Presidency in charge of financial and allied institutions.
Meanwhile, a member of the Finance Committee of Parliament, Kweku Kwarteng, has cautioned government to ensure prudent use of the money acquired through the oversubscription of the Eurobond.
Government would need to invest this money that the return on it would justify the rate at which we have secured this money. Those are the lessons to learn. But I think government to appreciate the case that critics have made all along, that the deterioration in our macroeconomic indicators, the escalating debt, the overexpenditures of government, is now beginning to hurt our international economic image.
But then, are there any downsides to this Eurobond, or you think Ghana stands to benefit at 10 years maturity rate?
Well, whether or not you benefit depends on the use to which you put it. If government could so use this money so that the return on it would be greater in monetary terms or in quantitative terms than the 7.8%, that would be good. And that is where the focus should be. If we're going to spend the money planting trees and guinea fowls, then we should not have taken it through at all.
A member of the Finance Committee of Parliament, Kweku Kwarteng.
President John Dramani Mahama has nominated the following as Metropolitan, Municipal and District Chief Executives in the Ashanti and Northern Regions. They are David Adaya Mankwa Ahafo North, Ahafo Ano North, Charles Otiprempe Amansia West, Mohammed Aminu Lukman East Gonja. The nominations were announced by the Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Akwesi Opongfusu, in accordance with the 1992 Constitution.
Supreme Court Judge Dr. Justice Samuel Kofi Dateba has ended his term of office and is proceeding on terminal leave. Consequently, he has given his valedictory judgment, which cannot be appealed against. This was in the case of Patience Arthur versus Moses Arthur, a matrimonial case. Dr. Justice Dateba's final judgment affirmed the High Court's ruling that, among other release granted, entrusted sole custody of three children of the Arthurs to Patience Arthur while allowing Moses Arthur to have access to them and cater for them. He described his term as a Supreme Court judge as a rare and fruitful privilege given the multiplicity of its jurisdiction. We bring you Amasewa Bediakon's report.
Dr. Justice Samuel Kofi Dateba obtained his Bachelor of Law degree in 1965 from the University of Ghana. A year after, he was called to the bar. He earned his LLM from the Yale Law School in the U.S. in 1967. In 1969, Dr. Justice Dateba graduated from the London School of Economics with his PhD. He was appointed to the Supreme Court on 16 September 2003 and retired on February 26 this year, but was granted a six-month extension of service per Article 145, Clause 2 of the 1992 Constitution. Expiration of his extended period will be due on the 26th of next month, but in view of the legal vacation, a valedictory ceremony has been held to honor his meritorious service. His landmark cases include the Republic vs. High Court Commercial Division, ex-party Attorney General with interested party as NML Capital Limited, and the Republic of Argentina involving the Argentine naval vessel Libertad, and the famous Martin Amidou vs. Isophoton SC and Anani AJ Forsen, and Martin Amidou vs. Waterville and Alfred Agbesi Woyomi, ex-party the Attorney General. His colleague Justice William Atuguba described him as a first-class achiever. In his congratulatory message, Justice William Atuguba wished Dr. Dateba well, adding that it is unfortunate to lose him to retirement.
He has always been a man of first-class achievement, and it's not by coincidence that to see him off sitting, it is the first time this court is sitting as a full, almost a full bench, and we have put down the course of our cooperation. So, therefore, we all hold on to him as he proceeds to deliver his valedictory judgment, and thereafter, we shall be heard.
You heard Justice William Atuguba ending that report by Amasenwa Bediakon.
The Christian Council was to collaborate with GBC to help preserve national peace and instill sanity into national discourse. As part of the collaboration, the GBC will provide a platform for dialogue between religious bodies across the country. The General Secretary of the Christian Council, Reverend Dr. Pabina Opunifrimpong, said this is necessary because of recent sensationalism of religion in the media. He was speaking when the Christian Council paid a Ketsi call on the directors in GBC yesterday.
The EP Church West Volta Presbytery Synod moderator Reverend Joyce Kofi Kodade has observed that the call for peace in the country can only materialize if leaders of various political parties and their followers demonstrate commitment to reconciliation in the interest of the nation. He said even though peace is a fundamental prerequisite to the country's socioeconomic growth and development, it can only thrive in an atmosphere of harmony and stability. Reverend Kodade was addressing delegates to the 7th annual retreat of the EP Church West Volta Presbyters Union at Winneba in the Central Region. We'll bring you the details.
The retreat focuses on God of Light, leaders to justice, peace and dignity for growth and development. It brought together more than 100 delegates from various church districts in the presbytery. Reverend Kodade expressed concern about the rising spate of divisiveness and blame game being portrayed in the social discourse and appealed to such infuriated commentators to be guided by decorum to avert further polarization. He called on faith bodies and chieftaincy institutions to intensify their peaceful mediation process to reconcile the country. Reverend Kodade also urged relevant state regulatory agencies to institute appropriate sanctions against perpetrators. A director at the Forestry Commission, Douglas Asumeni, denounced the canker of slander and undermining efforts of people serving in leadership positions, adding that such mischief have the tendency of militating against development, growth and progress. He called on the church and family to rise to their religious and moral responsibility of promoting dignity in the Ghanaian society. The president of the EP Church West Volta Presbyters Union, Imana Danku, observed that justice and peace are important ingredients required for the country's stability. He urged the presbyters to be worthy ambassadors of Christ and uphold virtues worthy of emulating.
That was a report on the ongoing retreat of the EP Church West Volta Presbyters Union at Winneba in the Central Region.
The Director General in charge of administration at the Ghana Police Service, COP Rose Bio Atinga, has called on the public to continue to have confidence in the service, to show the police administration has instituted measures to weed out all the bad nuts within the service. Speaking to Radio Ghana, COPBO Atenga challenged the public to expose personnel engaged in corrupt practices to help maintain the integrity of the police service. We are back after this break.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
In foreign news, violent clashes are breaking out in the Egyptian capital Cairo, where defiant supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi are staging a protest. Reports say at least 16 people have been killed.
Pope Francis has joined crowds of Roman Catholic pilgrims in Rio de Janeiro for the reenactment of Jesus carrying the cross to his crucifixion. The Stations of the Cross march comes on the Pope's fifth day in Brazil for World Youth Day, a week-long event for more than a million young Christians.
And now turn the news to main points again. A foundation stone for the construction of Atamel's Memorial Library will be laid in Cape Coast today as part of a week-long activities marking the first anniversary of the passing of the former president. The Seventh-day Adventist Church will also hold a special memorial service today for his soul. The news was presented by Abraham Donko
and Naja Gliago in Accra.